Well, our next guest on Your World Today is a senior interactive producer with Al Jazeera English. He heads the interactive department where he focuses on telling visual stories with data. Mr. Mohammed Haddad, welcome him on the airwaves. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair for joining us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you taking out the time to chat to us. We hope that you're enjoying your stay in South Africa. You created, produced, and co-hosted The Stream. Have you been pleasantly surprised how popular it has grown?
So actually, on the topic of South Africa, I am a South African Palestinian, and really great to be back in South Africa. I'm working with Al Jazeera, and one of the major things that we're doing is making sure that we can find the best way possible to tell visual stories. And of course, with the major growth with new forms of media, including virtual reality, I think that's one of the major discussion points that I'll be chatting with you today.
Yes. Now, tell us more about that. You know, in terms of the stream, what sets it apart? You are, you know, with Vice News now. What sets this apart from mainstream news?
Well, actually, we have a series of guests at an event that we've attended. We've been invited by the UN. One of our other guests, Ahmed Shihabuddin, is our team guest, and I've worked with him very closely when he was with Al Jazeera. So I guess on the subject, you know, the topic of discussion is on new forms of storytelling and telling the Palestinian story. So one of the things that we've been trying to do, of course, at Al Jazeera in our visual storytelling unit is to utilize new forms of technology, in this case virtual reality, to ensure that we're reaching the most amount of people and actually telling stories in ways that haven't been told before. I was just listening to one of your guests earlier speak about the Hajj. And interestingly enough, we recently, or actually this time last year, published the Hajj 360 project at aljazeera.com/Hajj360. And in that project, we actually took people on a virtual reality tour of what it's like to perform the Hajj. So we're finding that, especially on the topic of, you know, new forms of media, that there are opportunities to tell stories in much more interesting and compelling ways.
In this era of high data costs, is video still a viable popular choice to broadcast news?
Well, I think, obviously, the price of data is going down. But in the space of virtual reality and new forms of media actually relying heavily on data, there is a time and a space for that to become really mainstream. What we're seeing right now, of course, is with the consumer available devices such as the Google Cardboard and other really affordable platforms, that people's phones eventually become the actual input of data. One of the big challenges, of course, with trying to create the high quality and best visual effects is to consume more data. But that's not necessarily getting in the way of actually being able to reach people on their devices. What we found is anyone with a relatively good internet connection who can watch YouTube videos can also experience a full 360-degree / virtual reality experience. So it's not much more than consuming a standard high-definition video on YouTube.
In terms of, you know, the virtual reality video, as in the case of Palestinian Daily Struggles, when you broadcast that, does it help in evoking more emotion, sympathy, empathy, having experienced the reality on the ground?
Well, as a Palestinian myself, and having seen the actual reality in Gaza, which is where my family is from, one thing I definitely want people to know about virtual reality is it's not at all trying to replace the actual occupation or the feeling of having family members killed in a war. It's not meant to replace, but it's rather meant to augment and provide people access to an environment which they normally would have, at this current state, have no access to. So there is a lot of discussion around, does virtual reality create extra empathy? And so far, what we found is it's the closest form of actually being in an environment without being there physically. But it's not a replacement for the real thing. It's not at all just a presentation technique. It's a way of connecting your viewers with an environment that, in many cases, they will never be able to experience with the current Israeli occupation.
In terms of looking at the future, is mobile journalism the future? Is it being used to bring forward the Palestinian narrative in a world where mainstream media tend to still portray Israel as the victim?
Well, I think without a doubt, I've been looking at numbers for a long time now, been with Al Jazeera for 5 years, we're receiving around 70% of our traffic from mobile devices, and that number is climbing. And so without a doubt, the future is in mobile journalism. But it's not only about delivering the same types of stories on mobile. It's about trying to deliver new ways of telling those stories. It's about providing this new narrative. As far as how it portrays if it was portraying Israel as the victim, I think one of the big advantages of having so many people connected on their mobile phones and connected to social media in general is we are able to spread a message and spread the truth to more people on devices that are very much accessible. I think the main purpose of using mobiles as a form of distribution is that it helps you, you know, your mobile phone is the most personal device that you have, and therefore you're able to reach people where they are and tell stories that really can touch them.
In terms of the presentation that you're delivering at the summit, what is the focus on in that regard?
So the presentation is on the role of virtual reality in the space of Palestine. And one of the case studies that I'll be showing is the project that we launched earlier this year called Al-Aqsa 360. It's at aljazeera.com/Aqsa360. And in that project, we went to Jerusalem. We recorded the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in high definition, 4K, which is very high resolution. And we were able to take people, again, the purpose of having virtual reality and this new experience is we were able to take people to a location that many people, including myself, have never actually been to. But once you have this virtual reality experience, you're able to connect with this location that is precious to so many people. And that's one of the major case studies that I'll be showing. We're also going to be discussing some future initiatives as to how we can better document the heritage sites in Palestine and the locations that are, again, so dear to all of us, and ensure that we have a digital presence and are no longer just sidelined by the narratives of using technology in the wrong context.
We say Jazakumullah khair for chatting to us on Radio Islam. We really appreciate you taking out the time, and all the best for the remaining part of the conference. And we look forward to chatting to you again in the future.
Jazakallah, thanks for having me.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.